this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is called The Boys Are Back, and it's based on a true story starring Clive Owen. And his wife dies of cancer, so he's left trying to raise his young son and reconnect with the older son from his first marriage.
I left my other boy when he was 6 to be with Katie. We need to spend some time together.
Why are you so angry?
What makes you think I'm angry? What chance do they stand now?
You've got you.
Well, I can do it. Promise.
Okay, cancer, divorce, sadness, loneliness, and loss, and not to mention a guy who will not clean up after himself in the kitchen. Yes, you could definitely say this movie is definitely a downer, but it's a well-done downer, actually. The way the story is told, you believe the suffering and the tribulations that they're going through, even if it is sad. And the movie is shot mostly in southern Australia, which is pretty darn cool. I mean, how great would it be to have wild kangaroos playing in your yard? They're very cute. You probably guessed this, though, but the movie, you know, based on a true story, there is not that big moment of happy, happy, joy, joy like you would hope. So if you're up for a realistic depiction of, you know, sad stuff, this movie might be for you. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, The Boys Are Back is a yellow light. Now into a movie a whole lot of people have been looking forward to, Where the Wild Things Are. Based on the kids' book, a boy escapes his problems by traveling to a world filled with giant Muppet-like creatures.
I'm an explorer. I travel by sea. I used to travel by air.
Obviously, you have no home or family.
Well, I have one of those, but...
Did you eat them all?
No. I have no plans to eat anybody.
You know, the kids' book that this was based on was actually only 10 sentences long, which means they took a whole lot of liberties to stretch a story out to come up with an hour and a half worth of stuff, and for some reason all that stretched out stuff is pretty darn dark. The boy, he has some serious anger management problems, and his giant Muppet friends, well, they have anger issues too, which makes for a whole lot of, well, anger. When I saw, you know, the oversized Muppet guys, I half expected Big Bird to show up, but, you know, that bird is way too happy to show up in this movie, so then maybe, you know, Snuffleupagus should have made an appearance. Oh, well. But the Muppet creatures, well, they actually were really interesting to watch, at least, even if they did have attitude issues. The animation made them really kind of look realish, which was kind of cool. But in no way is this really a kid's movie, even if it is rated PG, unless, of course, you want your kids to hone up on their temper tantrum skills. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Where the Wild Things Are is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.